boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Brunner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
God has given to us, as I said earlier, a pure language. Now let's delve into that. Get me Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 9 on the screen. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9. Somebody say, a pure language. The Bible says, for then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. God says, I'm going to turn unto the people a pure language. Recall Isaiah, in Isaiah 6, where the Lord was trying to raise Isaiah up to go for him. And Isaiah said, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. But in response, God sent a cherubim to take a coal off the altar and put on Isaiah's lips, and it purified his speech. Then Isaiah said, Lord, I'll go, send me. Then he qualified, but the pure language. You see the thing about language and the pure language, a pure language establishes chosen territory. Let me say it this way, chosen ground or territory. See, there's an anointing upon you, but in order for that anointing to really reach the parameters of what God wants to do in your life, the trigger is your words. You can drive darkness way out. Amen. I said you can drive it out, but you have to say something to the mountain. And even if it doesn't move right away, keep saying. Keep talking. Keep speaking. God asked a question. He said, when I return, will I find faith on earth? Will I find people operating in the God kind of faith? Just because it didn't work. I tried it yesterday. I said it didn't work. Well, that's what's wrong. You tried it. That's like trying on a pair of shoes, but you didn't buy them. Well, I tried them on. Well, God ain't asking you to try something. First of all, he's saying believe. He said, if you believe what you say, stop trying. Well, I tried it. I said it. And I tried it. I ain't seen nothing. Because you didn't believe. We speak, we believe, or we speak what we believe. The pure language. A pure language establishes chosen ground or territory. There are certain things when you operate in the pure language of God that cannot legally enter into your space. Amen. Jesus, our example. Even when they wanted to stone him to death, throw him over the side of the cliff, they couldn't find him. He said, my time is not yet. He dwelt in a dimension. He only spoke what God said. Amen. He carried kingdom. It wasn't until his time had come that he gave his life. He said, nobody taken it. I lay it down. The appointed time is now to lay it down, but I'll pick it back up again. Amen. He said, the work that I do, you'll do also. And even greater works you shall do, because I go unto my Father. We live in a time of greater works. Are you ready for greater works? Well, if you're not, I'm going to sure try to get you ready. Get me Habakkuk 1 and 5. I'll lay this foundation on you again and again to challenge you to change. The Lord says this to you. Tell somebody, he's talking to you. Behold ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. In the Amplified in Acts chapter 13, verse 40 and 41, it gets a little deeper. It says, God is doing a work in your day, a work, a wonder, and a marvel, even if someone told it to you in detail. You wouldn't believe it. I'm telling you, things are going to start going off the charts. And God's got to get us ready. When Peter and the boys received that catch in Luke chapter 5, when God told them, when Jesus said, launch out into the deep, tell somebody it's time to go into the deep. When he launched out into the deep, they caught the drought of fish that broke their net and began to sink their boats. Now, these weren't real, real big vessels, but the catch that Jesus gave to them began to sink the boat. Tell somebody, your boat is sinking. What are we talking about here? It's time for you to get a bigger boat. Time for you to get some better nets. Because the Lord is saying to you right now, where you have come to has been good. It sustained you. But I want to shed something. As you obey me explicitly and launch out into the deep, I'm going to give you a catch that what you have now won't sustain it. So I got to take you on a journey, teach you my ways, instruct you, make you my disciple, change your life so that now when you're ready, you can contain it. I tell you, he's doing a work. If he told you the magnitude of what he's doing in your life, right now you wouldn't believe it. Tell somebody, something's got to happen. Your boat ain't big enough. Net ain't strong enough. And you don't even, if he showed you, you would say, no, Lord, I'm not worthy. Just like Peter, after the catch, all the disciples were amazed. They started to fear. And Peter ran to him and fell down and said, Lord, get away from me. Depart from me. I'm a sinful man. In other words, he didn't feel worthy. But tell somebody, God's getting me ready. As the song says, when you don't feel him, he's working. When you don't see him, he's working. Don't think a bunch of stuff strange. God is working on you, shaping you, fashioning you for something greater. Not for something less, something greater. Now, the pure language. Language has the power to establish dimensions. A dimension is the physical property of length, breadth, or thickness, the extent, scope, or proportion of something. Samuel was such a mighty prophet of God that was brought up in the temple, and the word says about Samuel that not one of his words fell to the ground. In other words, Samuel was a prophet with a pure language. All his words came to pass. His word was so powerful that it governed a nation. It kept the enemy out of the borders of the nation. How many know your words can keep the enemy out of your neighborhood? How many know your words can keep the enemy out of your business? Amen. Off your property. Amen. Out of your mind. Off your children. Away from your money. words. Angels hearken to the word to fulfill it. Okay, let's go a little further here. A pure language establishes, as I said, chosen ground and territories. A strong example is this in Africa. Certain places in Africa, there's scores of dialects in small areas. This group speaks Swahili, this other group speaks something else. This other group speaks, and they all have their little pockets. You know, some understand the other language in that, but many don't. And so they establish chosen ground. You know, it's like in Chicago and a lot of large cities, they have what you call Jewtown, Chinatown. You know, they have all the towns. You go in there and they speak Chinese. All the Chinese restaurants, in that town, because they've established a chosen territory. How? Through language. Now, every field of study has a terminology assigned to it. People of the world, they talk worldly. They talk of the world. They don't understand what you talk about. Kingdom. Kingdom what? They don't understand kingdom. People of the kingdom talk kingdom. Now, I said this earlier, with every change in history, along with it came terminology. Before the automobile was built, the first one, nobody ever talked about, you know, the parts of an engine for an automobile. It was no need for it. But when it manifests and Henry Ford invented it, there came a terminology with it. Spark plugs. You know, all the terminology came with it. There's a terminology that comes with the kingdom. And this is what we're talking about, the language of purpose. And until you start talking that language, it's almost impossible to establish kingdom. Amen. You can establish, like I said, them guys that used to come to the altar and moan and go, they was establishing something. But it wasn't kingdom. Amen. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They were just doing church. Amen. Amen. And, you know, if some people been doing church for years and years, for decades, and still doing the same thing. And you know, they're saved. They're gonna go to heaven. But they, as far as establishing kingdom, Jesus came to establish a kingdom. Kingdoms are converted, the kingdoms of this world are converted through language. Now, a pure language, the word pure is, it means to clarify, to clean, or to make clean. And language means a margin, a border, or termination, a boundary, or shore. A language. Language, a boundary, a border. You will go no further than your confession. You will only go as far as you confess. I want to challenge some of you. I don't want to sound any kind of way, but it doesn't matter how old you are. Tell somebody right now, age ain't nothing but a number.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.